Get fast, reliable internet for any budget. Now qualifying customers can get Xfinity internet free through the Affordable Connectivity Program. That's right, free high-speed internet from Xfinity. And internet essentials customers can get equipment included at no extra cost. Get started today.
You want a healthier lifestyle, but how do you get started? Then stick with it. By listening to the Fitness Revolution podcast with Shay Sandifer, of course. Your journey to greater well-being starts now.
Well, hello, and welcome to Fitness Revolution with Shay. I am Coach Shay. I call myself the wellness guru. I encompass everything wellness around that. So fitness, wellness, and nutrition. I'm so excited to get started with everyone and talk about everything that's going to get us through this winter into spring and to my favorite season, which is summer. Tell you a little bit about myself. I've been in fitness and wellness for about 10 years. Used to work corporate and found my passion through this. And so I am a figure bodybuilder. I am a certified group fitness instructor. I'm a life and wellness coach, and I specialize in diabetes prevention, arthritis prevention, and trauma healing. I teach a class called Meal Prep with a Twist that teaches people how to cook on a budget. We all need a budget. We all need something that it fits with our family. We're all on the go, especially during these times. What can fit under a budget in a great budget? And then I own a farmer's market. Yes, a Black woman that owns a farmer's market here in the Twin Cities. I'm pretty proud of that. And so we are starting a new season in a new location with the city of Robbinsdale. So we will have about 50 vendors and be right on the corner there and having a great summer starting in May with our season. So that encompasses everything here on Fitness Revolution with Shay and how we are going to grow together. You're going to learn how to work out. You're going to learn how to eat well, and you're going to learn how to be well from the inside out. And that's the main goal every day, right? Through these trying times is how can we be well? What is the key to healing ourselves from the inside out? And that is my main motto, is healing yourself through the inside out. So we can work out all we want, but how are we doing that? Are we just working out? Are we learning how our bodies are healing? Are we understanding the trauma that's living inside of us and how that affects our household and our daily lives? So these are some great winter tips I'm going to share with you so you understand how to get to the next level. So winter for me can be hit or miss. I'm a summer girl. I love the summer. So there's just some things that I have to do to stay on task and just get myself prepared for the best months. But since we do, I live here in Minnesota. I'm not sure where everyone else is. We gotta stay fit and healthy inside. So the biggest thing is to start somewhere, wherever that is. It doesn't matter if you're a beginner or if you're in the middle or you're advanced or unless you're resetting, start somewhere. Acknowledge the getting back to the routine is the key thing. So start there. And the next thing is set those goals. Goals are the easiest, simple things. And sometimes people overlook what that is. Your goal could be, I'm going to make my bed for 7 days in a row. That helps me get up and get moving, right? And you can be more specific if you like and more timely on your goals. But the key thing is to write down those goals, right? So once they're sitting there on paper, they're visible and you can apply them to your daily life and you're more likely to succeed. My favorite thing is to move every day. Whatever that is, whatever climate you're in. If you're here, like I am in the winter months, it's hard to get outside. We have these negative temperatures. It's not always feasible to be outside. So move your body. If you, whether it's in your house, move in your house. If you got stairs, walk the stairs up and down. That is always a great exercise. Sitting in your chair, move your feet up and down, move your body, move your shoulders, whatever that is. And if you can, get out for walks. Get out with friends, maybe get your accountability partner. Those always work well. Next thing that's hard for me is sleep. We need sleep. So make sure you are getting that sleep. Make sure you're turning off the electronics, your phone, that blue light keeps you up. Make sure you have a timer if your TV's on, that's going on at night, and that you're at least getting 6 to 8+ hours of sleep. It's really going to help you in your journey as you get through these months that can be a little cold and dark and you're kind of like, or you have a lot on your mind. So sleep is really, really important. Number five, try something new, right? We kind of get stuck in the same thing. Like we are used to certain things. And so it makes it really easy to just like, I just only like to do this. Well, maybe sign up for that next class at kickboxing that you've never taken. Maybe try, you know, going to a museum and doing some exercises there, or take a dance class. There's so many things you can do. There's so many resources around you. Use them and try something new. Invite a friend to a new exercise class, or ask your circle, what do you guys do that maybe I can incorporate into my everyday life? You just got to make it new and your own, whatever fits for you. The number one thing I always hear about fitness is I'm not having fun. Well, I don't know how you're not having fun, because health is fun to me, at least, right? So we want to incorporate new activities that make fun. So whether it's sports, whether it's, you know, you just like to do yoga at home in your living room. If that's fun to you, that's what you have to do. You can make anything fun. And I think you should be able to laugh and have friends and family, get your family involved. I know my two children and I, we like to work out together. We do boot camp classes together. Things of that nature. Now, I know I said the biggest thing was not getting outside because of those winter months. And I know people are from all across the country here that will be listening to this. So some people have the privilege, as I call it, to live by my favorite area, which is the ocean, to get out. And then obviously some of us live here in cold winter months. And also the biggest thing has been the COVID restrictions. So I understand that. So we have to be careful. But the number one thing I've realized that we can do here, if you're in cold winter months, no matter where you're at, is that you can go to a mall. You can put your mask on. You can walk the mall. Or if that's not convenient for you, see if you have children, see if your local gym or the recreation or your child's gym at school, you could walk around there and do exercise a lot of times for a low fee or no cost at all. There's a lot of organizations out there that are looking to help the communities with health and wellness. So make sure you're getting outside and enjoying that sunshine. And number eight, give more than 1%, right? You got to give more energy. You have to give more of yourself. You have to show up for yourself, right? Give a little extra this year in 2022, right? This is a new year. We've gone through some rough times and we are coming out of it ahead. And so give yourself more. Look at yourself and how can you do more for yourself on a daily basis? And this is my favorite thing, is celebrate the small victories. I know sometimes we'll write down that we want to lose 30, 40, 50 pounds, and those pounds and that weight is not going down as fast. That's okay. How about you celebrate that, hey, I made it to the gym four times this week. Hey, I drank my water every day this week. Or number three, I did my food prep. So I meal prepped all week. I ate clean. Treat yourself with that. And when I say treat yourself, don't necessarily go treat yourself and then go get yourself an ice cream cone, go eat a cheeseburger. That's not going to be good, right? Those are not that you can't. I'm not saying you can't. But just understand that with the victories, maybe buy yourself a new workout shirt. That's always great, right? Something that is small and recognizes the small changes that you're doing. Or you could do a post. People love to see people's journey of how they are, you know, expanding their horizons with their workouts and also how their growth is helping them. You never, ever know who you're influencing. So always celebrate that. And the biggest thing always is stay motivated, right? So you have to stay motivated. I always have Motivation Mondays. I love that. Get your positive mindset. Seeing the benefits of regular exercise or writing your goals down may help you stay motivated and others stay motivated. And so those are all 10 tips for the winter that are great that you can incorporate in your everyday life. As I always say, always have a notebook. Write down your goals, your aspirations for fitness and wellness, and how you're going to heal yourself through this 2022. There's a lot of things that we need to deal with trauma healing and fitness and wellness, and make sure the family is incorporated in this at this time. I think as we grow together and we're well together, we'll have longevity together. So those are some great tips that can help you through this journey through 2022. I'm so excited to share more with you every week. It's going to be great. Five tips I want to give you for best exercises right now that just are pretty easy to start with. You can incorporate First is push-ups, right? So push-ups, you can do them on the ground. You can start on the wall. You can start from a chair. You can start on your knees, or you can start regular. Just something to help that upper body strength. Number two is something we do every day is walking. Get up and move, everyone. Walk. You can walk in place. You can stand up and move those feet and just walk. Just keep moving, 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 moving. Swimming, if you have access to a pool, swimming is great for on the joints and on the ligaments. It's no pressure on it. You're like floating and it's great exercise. So if you can take a pool class, do that. Strength and training, which is my jam. It's my favorite. I love strength and training. I love lifting weights. It just motivates me. It just sends like this. I just love it. It just excites me every time to lift weights. So find yourself a strength and training class. And here's the thing. You don't have to be a bodybuilder. You don't have to lift heavy weights. Just get your body used to moving something, whether it's light weights or some cans, or like myself, I always have a water jug. So you can take a water jug and you can be lifting over your head. So little things like that. And last is something we all should do as we grow older and as our mindset, as we're trying to calm and be peaceful, is yoga. I highly recommend yoga at least once or twice a week. You can do little classes like something that might be online. There's free yoga or go to a studio, but it is great, great way to maintain your health and fitness and to just relax that inner, I say, be sick. Sometimes we have to deal with everything going on in life. And it will just help you be well over all everything. And last thing I want to leave you with is getting that vitamin D. As some of the days can be shorter, make sure that as soon as that sun pops out, you pop your head out and you're looking at the sky and enjoying that. Let that sun beat on your face, whether it's cold or not. Enjoy those moments and inhale the positive, exhale the negative. I can't wait to talk to everyone again soon. I will see you next week. And again, this is Shay with Fitness Revolution, pardon me. See you soon.
Check back next week for more on living your healthier lifestyle and share previous episodes of Shay's podcast with your friends. Log on to ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com.
COVID-19 cases are on the rise because of this Omicron variant, and hospitals are filling up. But we've got the tools we need this time around to slow down transmission.
When you're out and about with your family, don't forget to mask up, whether you're vaccinated or not. And washing your hands a lot is always a good idea. Health experts say putting on a mask and hand washing reduces the risk of getting sick. It also decreases the likelihood of new COVID strains popping up. If you feel sick, get tested for COVID so you don't spread it to your family. Now listen, if y'all haven't been vaccinated yet, get the shot. Ramsey County Public Health has made it easy to do because they've got free COVID vaccine clinics that are easy to use. To find one near you, go to their website at ramseycounty.us/COVID vaccine or give them a call at 651-266-1190.
Let's all do our part to stay safe and stop the spread.
I'm Melissa with The Greenery Minneapolis, and we are a plant shop and mercantile. We primarily work with houseplants and houseplant accompaniments. I'm incredibly grateful to be a RISE recipient. It came at exactly the right time. I was needing the buffer income to be able to execute my vision. And the grant has allowed us the capabilities to bulk up our inventory and to be able to catch up on some of the things that we might have gotten behind on just in the transition from moving from one space to the next. And this is really giving us the leverage and the resources to continue to move forward.